Jens Orbach was in Rangoon when the cyclone hit. The former Swedish politician was visiting the Burmese city last week on behalf of the Olof Palme Center to meet with pro-democracy activists. I spoke to him earlier today at his home in Stockholm, Sweden, as he recalled the start of the storm.
The strike of the hurricane for us came in the early morning, Saturday, and I heard some big bangs, and I think that was because of part of the roof fell down from another building. And also in the hotel we lived in, the ceiling fell down. And then I opened the balcony and I could see trees falling down. It turned black. The electricity went off and there were very, very strong winds. And my thought at that time was with those people that we have visited in the suburbs, because they were living in very simple houses.
Did you, by the way, have any idea of what was coming? Was there any kind of warning at all?
Yes, because they have TV there in Rangoon, and we saw on CNN and BBC that there was a hurricane coming in, and many people in cafes also saw that, and we talked with other people on the streets about the hurricane coming in, but we didn't know how hard it would hit.
How did you realize just how bad it was getting? At what point did you realize just the damage that was being done?
It was when I was standing at the balcony and I saw that many things were flying from the roofs, and that these old trees that have stand there for 100 years, they fell. They have been standing there for so long, so Burma has not experienced anything like this in a very long time. And then I understand that this is going to be very bad.
So when you were looking out your hotel balcony there, there was a point where you just saw the entire city go black.
Yes. And then I put on the TV, but the TV was out, radio was out, telephony was out.
Describe what that was like. I mean, was it that one enormous gust had happened, or what was going on?
No, it suddenly went totally black. And in the hotel, that was a difficulty, because I thought of going down in the hotel, you have to look, but then you have to go in the stairways, and there you couldn't see anything. So it took a while, but in the morning somebody came with a flashlight so we could walk down in the hotel. But I was prepared to go to my meeting at 10. I don't know, but I also always want to be there if I said so. So I started off and I I sneaked around there, but that was very dangerous. But I took myself 200 meters where we were supposed to be, but then I quickly went back.
Yeah, you realized what was actually going on and what you were facing. It must have been, I would imagine, pretty frightening.
Yes, I was not so frightened myself. I was more worried about people that lived in these very simple house, because when these steady house were struck and things fell down from them, I understood that many of the other houses, they wouldn't exist anymore.
So when you were eventually able to get back to the suburbs after the cyclone struck, what did you find?
Yeah, we tried first to call them. We couldn't call them. And then we tried to go there with cars, but we couldn't. And then we finally, when the trees were taken off, we couldn't find a way, because we couldn't find our guide, the one we were supposed to meet at 10 o'clock, and we didn't find him. So I'm trying now to get hold of him through internet.
Is there one enduring image that you have from witnessing what happened?
Sadness. My visit in Burma made me sad from the beginning, and my thought was that the international community has let Burma down.
As a pro-democracy activist, that made you sad?
Yes, it was also sad. I was sad to see that we really have left them down. There has been a coup there 36 years ago, and we have not international tools to restore democracy. And then with the hurricane, you can see there are big differences among people here. The poorest will suffer the most.
That's a former Swedish politician, Jens Orbach, who witnessed the cyclone striking Burma last weekend. He is now back home in Sweden.